And we saw this image last time. The geoid's not smooth and continuous. It's lumpy because gravity is not consistent across the Earth. And at every point, gravity has a magnitude and direction. A vector can describe gravity, but these vectors do not have the same direction or magnitude. Some parts of the Earth are denser than others. Where the Earth is denser, there's more gravity, and the fact that the Earth is not a sphere also affects the gravity. So it follows that defining the geoid precisely, actually measuring the direction and magnitude of gravity in many places, is what needs to be done, and has been done. The geoid undulates with uneven distribution of the mass of the Earth. It has all the irregularity you would expect. And therefore, the separation between the lumpy surface of the geoid and the GRS-80 ellipsoid worldwide varies from plus 85 meters west of Ireland to about negative 106 meters in the area south of India, near Ceylon. This is where you see this large blue area.